to marry, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert and Mary here with you for segment two. In a moment, we're going to take you to Brazil for some real-life adventure and discovery with an explorer known as Cappy. But first, this segment of the show is sponsored by HarryandDavid.com. Mary, I mean, how many times over the years have we received a gift basket or one of those delicious gift towers from Harry and David?
I would say not enough times.
I mean, they're great. I mean, they're
unbelievable. They really are. They're delicious.
Folks, if you're looking for a great holiday gift that's guaranteed to delight everyone on your list, look no further than Harry and David's luscious Royal Riviera pears. We love them, and we can attest that these are delicious pears. They're so big and juicy, and you can literally eat them with a spoon. We've received gifts from Harry and David for years. We've sent them to family and friends and colleagues involved with the show. Right now, you can order two boxes of Royal Riviera pears for the price of just one box. That's $29.99. That's two bountiful boxes of the most delicious pears you're ever going to taste for the price of one box. Sending a box of Harry and David's Royal Riviera pears or their assortment of delectable treats, gourmet goodies, and seasonal fruits, it really is the best way to treat your friends and loved ones this holiday season. Plus, everything they sell comes with a 100% guarantee, so if there's any issue, Harry and David will make it right immediately. To get two boxes of Royal Riviera pears for $29.99, go to harryanddavid.com, click on the radio icon, and enter promo code Rudy. That's harryanddavid.com, click on the radio icon, enter promo code Rudy, or just find a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
Captain Keith Plaskett served in the U.S. Navy for years. He also participated in many operations to protect several of our U.S. presidents. Known as Cappy, he's a USCG licensed seamaster who's operated vessels in the Atlantic, Pacific, Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, and the West Indies. He's certainly a man filled with many sea stories to tell. Think treasure, pirates, underwater archaeology. In other words, think a modern-day Indiana Jones. An explorer and adventurer at heart, the captain is joining us from Brazil to share a little bit about his current work and adventures, as well as the latest from his hit TV show on Discovery Channel, Treasure Quest.
Captain Keith, welcome to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, we really appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. There are so many places where we could go with you, from your naval background in Vietnam to your search for sunken treasure, the Spanish treasures you're looking at, the archaeology work you're doing, and your Discovery Channel show, Treasure Quest. And I know I'm missing a few in there. But let's start with something I saw you say about seeing yourself as an Indiana Jones type. So are you drawn more by the adventure? Is it the mystery? Or is it the women?
Wow, that's a big question. Very, very loaded, so to speak. Yeah, actually, I'm really drawn, I think, more so by the hunt of the treasure. And you know, it takes several years of research and history before we even start the search, you know, learning about the area that we're going to look at. And I have some old maps that were captured by the English pirate way back when, you know, 300-400 years ago. And these maps are true to date today, and that's where we start. So I'll start learning the history of the pirates and their travels, say, in the South Seas. And so I start there and start diving.
Okay. All right. So it's not the women then. I thought it was going to be the women you were going to go there, but that's funny. But
You know, I mean, I just got married a year ago.
I was just going to say, he's a married man now. Congratulations.
Right. All right. So I do want to shift a bit and talk about you know, combating pirates and navigating the Panama Canal from other things that I've seen. So, you know, I think most of the people listening right now, they understand that pirates still exist on the world's waterways, but you've certainly had your hands full with them. I'd like to know, what's the pirate scene like these days in South America? And also, when you answer that, give us a little bit of an idea of, from a captain's perspective, what it's like to traverse the Panama Canal.
You know, to start off with the pirate situation, it's alive and well, for sure. I've been operating in Ecuador and Peru. A lot of the Colombian pirates will come down into Ecuador, and we were actually working on a shipwreck there. And they would knock these fishermen over the head and steal their stuff, steal their motors. And I was always aware, because especially at night is when it happens.
Sure.
And so they come on, you know, brandishing guns and this type of thing. And actually, when I was in anchored in Paita Bay between jobs that we were working on, we had several people killed around us that were also anchored by pirates. They came and they approached my boat several times. And I've had loud speakers and sirens and lights and made as much noise as I could to wave them off, and it generally helped. I mean, it took care of it most of the time, but I did have a couple instances where they actually boarded the boat.
No. So the pirate scene is alive and well, clearly, in the waters there, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But what about the Panama Canal, though? I mean, so you're taking the boat through at night, I read. How's that? I mean, that's got to be an experience.
Yeah, I've been through the canal. This is my third time that I've been through the canal. And this time I came through from the Pacific side to the Atlantic or Caribbean side. And we started our journey about 8 o'clock at night. And there were huge ships in front of us, coming our way, behind us. And it was nerve-wracking because the waterways in that area are very narrow. And so I was always having to hug the buoys, and I almost ran into one. I was so tired by 3 o'clock in the morning by the time we got up to Lake Gooston. So we anchored the boat and then proceeded the next day to get through the canal. And we actually got through like 6:30 that next evening.
Wow.
It was very challenging. It's remarkable, that canal and the history that it has. And you know, it's been there since 1900. So.
Right. Captain, I'd like to switch gears a little bit, but let me just tell our listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Captain Keith Plaskett, a modern-day Indiana Jones, so to speak. He risks his life pretty regularly in the jungles of the Amazon, searching for treasures and hidden artifacts. Cap, clearly you have a passion for adventure and risk, but you've also done a lot of work on a number of projects where you're helping communities in South America, and the one that sticks out for me is some of the work that you're doing with the Kuna Indians, helping them learn how to grow trees, which they can sustain and they can sell back locally. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about what you did with the universities in Peru?
Yeah, the university, I started a program, marine archaeology program there, and it was called Association Mars del Sur, which means South Seas, nonprofit organization. And I started out with the private university, University Cesar Vallejo in Trujillo, and then also we ran classes there, and I'm currently working with students there to they're interpreting and translating a lot of the books that are in English in marine archaeology, because there's none of those in South America in Spanish, so the students are kind of at a loss. So we've interpreted over the last couple of years several books they'll be using as references to continue the programs there. As far as the Kuna Yala Indians, they were in Panama, mm-hmm. and while I was waiting to go through the canal, I went over to their community. And I introduced them to 2,500 moringa trees. And these moringa trees is a superfood of the world. And
we're familiar with moringa. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, very much. The way they take those leaves and they grind them down into that super powder, it's very nutritious.
Yeah, and it's very nutritious. And you know, it helps the children and it gives them all the nourishments and vitamins they need, you know, to grow properly.
And I think with moringa, what's as great about it as well, it grows like in some of the worst environmental areas, and it helps clean up the area a little bit as well.
It's an amazing tree.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the TV show. You know, season 2 of Treasure Quest, it's currently running on Discovery Channel on Friday evenings at 10 p.m. What attracted you to the TV series? I know you started off just as the captain, but now you're doing land excursions with the rest of the cast, so how'd that happen?
Yeah, well, I was actually, they called me. I didn't contact them. They called me and asked me if I wanted to do a movie on Discovery, treasure movie. And I said, well, why not? I've never done that before, so I jumped into it. And it's been quite an adventure. We did season 1 here in Brazil, and also season 2 in Paraguay and Argentina. And just from the Indian, if you like Indiana Jones type movies,
yes,
this is the movie for you, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because it's full of danger and intrigue, and it's a great treasure hunt, and we're following the true history of the Spanish, or actually the Portuguese, Lexo Garcia, that came from Brazil and went over and stole all this treasure from the Incas, and then on his way back got ambushed and killed, and half the treasure ended up with the Jesuit priest in the Atlantic side here in Brazil.
Hey, Captain Keith, I have to tell you, we could be talking to you for the next... It's a two-hour show. We could go for the next 2 hours with you, but unfortunately, we've got 15 seconds left, so I'm going to just tell folks that, you know, you can catch Captain Keith on Treasure Quest. That's Fridays at 10 p.m. on Discovery Channel. You can also, if you want more adventure with him, his website is CaptainKeithPlaskett.com, and the last name, I'll spell it out, is PlaskettT.com, CaptainKeithPlaskett.com. So good luck on all your adventures, Captain Keith. We're going to definitely look to have you back on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Wow.
All right. I mean, what a guy, Mary.
Yeah, we did not even get to his adventures in the Amazon jungle.
No, so we'll have Melissa.
We have to have him come
we'll
back.
Have,
yeah.
Her schedule him to come yeah. back. So, all right, quick reminder, folks, connect with us, please, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We'll actually have Melissa put up some links to Captain Keith on the Facebook page right now. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to link back up with Rudy in London for segment three. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries. Thanks for being here with us. Don't touch that channel.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.